Culture.
Book Review. Geopolitics. Breaking China, World on the Brink, by Dmitry Alperovitch and Garrett Graff.
Though the wording may vary between containing, deterring, decoupling, or de-risking, the Washington consensus is that China represents the preeminent threat to America. Changes of administration scarcely matter on this point. In 2019, Joe Biden slammed Donald Trump, then the president, for threatening to impose tariffs on Chinese imports, only to impose some stiffer ones himself in May. The China challenge has prompted a barrage of punditry. Since March, at least two books have been published whose titles declare a new Cold War with China. All the chatter makes the challenge of offering a unique and coherent take all the harder. But World on the Brink is a breezy and mercifully jargon-light book and an excellent source for the layman. Dmitry Alperovitch, chairman of Silverado Policy Accelerator, a think tank in Washington, and Garrett Graff, a journalist, neatly sketch the relevant history and current predicament, quote intelligently from a range of top China hands, and suggest a number of prescriptions. Some of these are already happening, such as controlling the export of chip technology, diversifying and securing supply chains, and funding research in artificial intelligence. Others are not. Mr. Alperovitch, who moved to America in his teens and remains a close observer of his birthplace, Russia, also draws lessons from the war in Ukraine. He won kudos for correctly predicting Russia's invasion in 2022, 2 months early. One of these is that the perfect is the enemy of the good. America must urgently shift defense spending away from costly bespoke wonder weapons like F-35 fighter jets, which are estimated to cost $2 trillion over the program's lifetime to 2088, to cheaper, reliable, mass-producible tools like Javelin missiles at just $178,000 apiece. However, this book's biggest contribution is that it also proposes a single goal for American policy, which is deceptively simple. America should just play for time. More specifically, its objective should be to buy time for Taiwan to build up its defenses and to systematically whittle away the West's dependence on China. To supply a singular goal may not sound groundbreaking, but considering that the rivalry between America and China is escalating, it is paramount that America retain clarity regarding its goals. Trying to hold on to the almost absolute global dominance that America has enjoyed since the end of the Cold War in 1991 would be hugely expensive. However, too much accommodation also carries risks, as numerous Western countries that have seen industries gutted by Chinese competition are aware. This does not mean dropping caution or failing to maintain or even raise the American alliance's capacity for military deterrence, but it does mean taking a clear-eyed view of China's long-term disadvantages, such as a precipitously declining population, lack of natural allies, constraints of its political system, and dependence on imported energy and food. As Mr. Alperovitch says, taking the long view also means working to sustain America's demographic, technological, and geopolitical advantages by, for instance, encouraging talented people to immigrate and nurturing alliances. But China's ability to navigate big obstacles, such as air pollution or weak infrastructure, and its speed in overtaking others in building solar panels or electric vehicles, suggests that it is a mistake to assume it cannot catch up in making advanced semiconductors or in honing more effective international diplomacy. China's rulers could well look at America's polarized politics and reach the same but opposite conclusion as Mr. Alperovitch, namely that all they need to do is wait, since America might only grow weaker and more distracted. Xi Jinping, China's president, and a fan of the novelist Leo Tolstoy, is certainly familiar with the quote from War and Peace that is this book's epigraph, "The two most powerful warriors are patience and time."